99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJ Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
So, remember the listener Tom last week we spoke to? He had the unfaithful wife. However, she didn't know that he knew that she had been unfaithful. He had it under good authority that the affair was over. And he kind of came to us and was like, man, things seem to be going well, but I have this information. What do I do with it? You know?
Yeah.
We got a message late last night from him. So we'll have to pass that along a little bit later on here in the show. So if you want to catch yourself up on the original call, it's up at WDJX.com. Click listen. I think it was last week. Group therapy. So yeah, we got that this morning. Plus, what's the saying? If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So another listener has got an opportunity at a house $50,000 under market value, which in this housing market, pretty damn good, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, my husband's got clients that have been losing out on houses that are like 50 above asking price.
Right.
I mean, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's too good to be true, is it? Well, it might be this opportunity. So we'll walk through that coming up here in about an hour on group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Plus some setting the bar stories and feel good stories and a whole lot of. And man, I'm going to have to pass along this viral video that I saw. I'll explain next, but this viral video that I saw being shared everywhere of this girl in California and a bear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Girl versus bear?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Right. We'll dive into that coming up. It's 99.7 DJX. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Haley Morinchio, or Haley M. I'll just call her.
Okay.
She's 17. So she lives in California, right? And
yeah.
They've got four dogs in the family. And so there is this video from their porch of their backyard. They're like a little garden area. It looks like they've got kind of an orange tree there. But there's a mama bear walking on their kind of concrete wall with like her little baby cubs underneath her body. And then the dogs start barking. You hear the dogs.
Yeah.
And then the dogs kind of run over like, get out of there, bear, get out of there, you know? And you know, the mama bear is like, the cubs run away. And keep in mind, this bear is just balancing on this wall, right? And so the dogs are running over going, rah, 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 you know, doing what dogs do. And the bear starts swatting at these dogs, right?
Oh, wow.
And then out of nowhere, Haley comes running from the right to the left, pushes the bear off the wall, grabs her dogs, and runs back inside.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can see this video. We've shared it on our Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. It is absolutely wild. I saw it being shared all over social media yesterday. And so Haley even goes to TikTok and she kind of describes what was going through her head.
Oh, to preface this, I live in the mountains, so this is like actually like really normal, and it's summer, so like they always come now. So
okay, and first of all, I mean, does this not sound like a 17-year-old girl just describing this?
Completely, 100%.
Okay, so let me just tell you this: we live in the.
So this is like our garden backyard area when we were there, and they start barking our dogs, and I thought they were just barking at a dog because they always bark at dogs. Or like, but I go to tell them to stop.
Yeah, so she just hears the dogs barking. She's like, hey, I'm going to go to tell them to stop. Then I see this bear.
And by the time I get there, the bear is literally like picking up one of my dogs, this dog. Her name is Valentina. She is the baby.
She's the baby, so I had to protect her.
I go over to the bear. I look it in the eyes. And the first thing I think to do is push it. Push a bear. Push an apex predator, man. And to be honest, I don't think I, like, pushed her that hard. I just pushed her enough to make her, like, lose her balance.
Push an apex predator, man. That's what she said.
Wow.
So she drops my dog, and I run out of there. I grab my other dog. I sprain my finger and screw my knee, but we're all okay. We're weary.
That was her depiction of what happened with the bear. But yeah, this video is wild. You can see it.
It's really the bigger dog. It looks like maybe it's like a black lab, maybe. But that dog was the one that was causing most of the issues. So she should probably have a strong talking to.
Yeah.
With that particular dog, because that was the one that was getting all up in the face of the bear.
You're like, get out of here, bear. Fine. Get out of here.
The bear was just perusing the plants and the pots, probably. Right. Like, what's up with that? And then the dog, and then the little dogs, like chihuahua-sized dogs, then they're all like, brother is attacking somebody, you know, yeah. And the poor, like, bear with the mamas is just kind of like, hey, and I'm so, on a wall. It's a very thin, like, cinder block wall.
Right.
And it's kind of crazy. I mean, dogs think they're bigger than they are.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and the bear was unharmed. She was unharmed, so it's all in all a good outcome. But yeah, if you want to see it, I saw this shared all over social media yesterday, at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, coming up next, feel-good stories.
Speaking of dogs, there's an 8-year-old that noticed that his puppy was really kind of lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he had this virus. It's going to cost $700 to fix it.
Mm. Okay.
Family didn't have that money. So this kid decided to do something pretty extraordinary to raise that money.
All right. Dive into that. Feel good story coming up here next. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So we go to Virginia for this one. 8-year-old Bryson. You know, the Pokemon trading card game. Yeah, that's been a thing since 1996.
Okay.
And it got really popular again last year, you know, causing a card shortage, actually. And so Bryson got into that. He loves his Pokemon cards. And while he was organizing his Pokemon card collection, he kind of like noticed that his little puppy, Bruce, was kind of being lethargic.
Okay.
You know, and said, hey, Mom, I think we need to get him checked out.
Right,
so
right.
Took him to the vet. He was diagnosed with parvo, which is a highly contagious virus for dogs. And treatment was kind of pricey. It's going to cost like $700.
Oh, wow.
His family couldn't really afford that right now. So Bryson said, you know what? We have to fix my puppy. So he set up a roadside stand to sell his card collection.
Aww.
To raise the money.
Not the Pokemon cards.
The Pokemon cards. Yes.
Oh.
I know. I mean, my heart. And so the Pokemon company noticed what he was doing.
Oh, yeah?
Sent him a collection of rare cards with this letter. Said, hey, Bryson, we were so inspired by your story about selling your cards for your dog's recovery. These are some cards to help you replace the ones you had to sell.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And so they raised enough money to, they were just shooting for, you know, $800
right.
to cover the cost.
Right.
And they kind of set up a GoFundMe. His mom took a picture of, you know, him sitting there and his sign and the whole thing. Thanks to all the news coverage worldwide, I mean, the story's been shared around. They've gotten over $5,000 in donations.
Oh, that is great.
So they're going to use the additional money that they've raised to help medical expenses of local pets.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, more Pokemon cards!
No. They are going to pay it forward and help other people's pets who need help as well.
All right. That is good. I mean, feel good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Super sweet. I mean, his most prized possession he was going to sacrifice to fix his puppy. Just really, really sweet. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX. You can always text us wherever you are. It's the same as our request line, 502-571-9970 from Roxanne says, I'm on vacation, Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Florida. And OMG Kelly, look at what I found at the local store. Adult popsicles. Yes.
Oh yes.
They're
have some for us.
Yeah, they're freezeritas where it looks like they're margarita popsicles with alcohol in them. Have you ever had any of those? I mean, I've made them myself.
But
you know,
I
homemade.
Would sacrifice my body to try them. They look delicious.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks for checking in, Roxanne. Hopefully you have a good vacation. And it doesn't matter if you're in Louisville or not. You can always check the show out online. Streaming wherever, WDGX.com. Click listen. Coming up next, cows. The bovine community.
The
farmers.
The bovine community?
Yep,
okay.
Are helping police. It's a setting the bar story.
Oh.
And more than farmers will appreciate this story. It has. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right. Kelly, explain what a setting the bar story is.
Well, a setting the bar is kind of a low hurdle we think you can jump over and call the day a win.
Yeah, that's right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to outrun police by driving through a cow pasture, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not good at all, because listen, cows are typically in cow pastures.
Yeah, and a guy in northern Wisconsin found out the hard way when he got into a high-speed chase with police, tried to outrun them, veered into a cow pasture. But then something unexpected maybe to him happened. He had to stop when he encountered a huge wall of cows that he couldn't get around.
Cows in the cow pasture. Kind of expected that one.
Yeah. Cops actually posted a photo of the cows checking out the guy's car after the cops had got up to him and he'd been arrested.
Like, what is this? Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah, so Kim, she owns the farm, happy the cows could help.
Our Barron County bovine unit, apparently. I'm very fortunate that the car was stopped right at the gate, didn't touch the gate, and the girls were right there. They're curious animals that have it, so they like to be a part of everything.
Yeah, she's calling the girls. The cows, the girls.
It's nice that they could be there to be a blockade and help out the police.
Yeah, so the cows, they heard some noise. They heard the sirens. They were like, hey, what's going on? And so they all
come on over.
I know. And so they formed a wall and the guy had to stop. No cows were harmed.
That's good.
Yeah. And so
should we deputize some of the cows? Honorary deputy for the day or something?
I think the Northern Wisconsin Police Department probably should consider that. Yeah. They thanked on their Facebook page the bovine unit for helping them out with the moving blockade. Yuck,
oh,
yuck,
wow.
Yuck.
Yes, the bovine unit.
Yep.
See,
so,
yeah.
Again.
Go ahead and swear them in, because job well done.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to outrun police by driving through a cow pasture and then getting stopped by a wall of curious bovine, you're doing okay.
Yeah, you're not getting far.
Nope. That's Set to the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Weekly, we dive into the internet. You know, you have that experience with someone. Maybe you're not in a good spot to get their name or number. So what do you do?
Oh, you go to your mom's basement. You type up a little love note. You send it out into the universe. And then you wait for us to send it out there as messengers of love.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Can I go first?
I think you should. I wanted to wait to do mine a little bit.
Okay. All right, fantastic.
I think it's good. It's a good closer.
This is Man for Woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's titled Hella Sick Tinder Babe.
Oh, wow. I think that's an appropriate voice to put on for that title.
I saw your pic and swiped right on you so hard last night.
Okay.
You, pale, thicker version of that one hot Disney princess with cleavage.
The one Disney princess with cleavage? Who is that?
I don't know. He's not.
I'm going through the catalog of Disney princesses. It's not Snow White. Maybe Ariel. Because of the seashell bra, maybe?
Me? Ripped. Outstanding young gentleman. That's one hell of a good guy.
Right.
When I saw your pic, you made me start Tindering while driving.
Oh, that's not safe. No, safety first. We don't do that.
Your ridiculously sexy mirror selfie hit me like a keg to the face.
A mirror selfie? All right.
At one point, I imagined our life together.
Uh-huh.
You, me, building sick sandcastles on a beach, doing body shots off each other while our sexy children play on the beach.
Oh, wow. Do we call our children sexy?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Let's
I'm not on
that.
Board. It definitely is Ariel, by the way. It has to be.
A guy can dream, right? Not sure if you've had the chance to swipe on me yet, but if you're having any doubts, know this.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America asks me for advice.
Really? Advice?
Asks me for
Captain America once? Okay.
ask me for advice.
Yeah, I bet he does.
I think he probably spelled advice wrong.
Yeah, baby.
So what are you waiting for? Let's match, then attach.
Okay, that's really cute. I mean, that could be like a catchphrase for an online dating site.
Maybe.
Maybe Match.com, though.
Okay, this is Craigslist Missed Connection.
Maybe we don't respond to that one, though. Maybe.
Okay.
All right, this one's called I Want You Like an Old Phone Book.
Okay.
This is a woman for man.
You got me.
Here we go. We were sitting at the same reading table.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Do I need to put on my glasses?
I think you need to put your librarian glasses on.
Thank you. Do you like the look?
I do.
You were flipping through a book about World War II.
Oh.
I was using my luscious fingers to peruse a graphic novel about forbidden zombie love in an apocalyptic world.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot to unpack with that.
Probably. Flipping through the pages there. Yeah. You might remember me as the heavy-chested brunette with loads of hair in all the right places.
In all the right places?
Well, I guess you don't want it
like
in certain
under the arms, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm guessing. That's what I'm guessing.
Sure.
I can't be positive, but when I was watching you, you hid your face behind your book.
Oh, my God.
Were you nervous?
Probably.
Don't be shy. I don't bite unless you want me to. I just nibble like a playful bunny.
Like a bunny.
I don't know. Is that sexy?
I don't know.
You may have noticed that I kept getting up to walk by you to see if I could smell your scent.
Okay. This is awkward.
It is a little. But I couldn't get close enough. Made me so frustrated. You haven't been back to the library in nearly 2 weeks since I last saw you. I would know. I have been there every day.
Oh.
I think we all know where this is going, so let's just put our love of books aside and let me turn through the pages of your underwear.
With your luscious fingers.
Do underwear have pages?
I don't know. I think she was trying to be clever there.
Hey, if you see this, I'll be eagerly awaiting you at our special table.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
That was a lot.
So, from the library to Tinder.
Yeah.
From the pages of a zombie apocalypse book to sandcastles on the beach.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I feel like maybe we're not going to get happy endings out of these.
Careful what you say, Kelly.
Maybe.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connections. Oh, gosh. Quick shout to Todd. Comments, I work overnight, listen in the morning. How do people deal with y'all first thing waking up? Coffee, maybe?
That's
I don't know.
That's a really valid question.
By the way, my breakfast this morning, and this to show you how much of adult I am, I had coffee and pizza-flavored combos that I had left over. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Delicious.
You know what? Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast right there.
Oh, yeah. That fuels a successful day.
It sure does. All right. Feel good stories. Every single hour we do these. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So Marley Comito, she was soon to be high school graduate, and her grandma was supposed to fly to Minnesota from New Jersey to watch her graduate, but she ended up falling, fracturing her pelvis in the days leading up to her trip.
Ah, okay.
I know. Grandma was devastated, not about her injury, but because of the fact that, you know, they, her grandparents, could no longer, you know, get a picture with Marley in her cap and gown.
Mm-hmm.
So Marley decided she was going to hatch this plan with her mom, hopped a flight to make sure that Grandma could still see her in her cap and gown and get a picture in the hospital. So she traveled over 1,000 miles in her cap and gown to surprise her grandma at the hospital.
Aww.
Isn't that amazing? It was a really cute video, too. She just kind of walks in her cap and gown in Grandma's hospital room.
Yeah.
And the shock on her face is just like, what are you doing?
I love that.
Adorable.
I love it.
She got her picture. All is well. We'll tweet that out. At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So what's the saying? If it's too good to be true, more than likely it is.
Yes, 100%.
So when our listener has the opportunity to get a new house, $50,000 under market value. I mean,
her husband's like, this is a dream come true.
Yeah, you got to jump at that. Am I right?
Well, there are a few strings attached, and we have to help her sift through so whether these strings are worth it.
There's always a but. There's always a but.
There's lasting strings.
All right, so that's coming up. Group therapy here on 99.70 JM. Sometimes when you don't want necessarily to bother the people around you with the issues that you're facing, or you can't ask them because they're literally the people involved in your situation.
Yeah, which is the case here.
Yeah, you come to us, we'll toss it out to the listener, see if we can get you some help. It's group therapy.
They write, I have a big problem. My husband and I have been wanting to buy a home, but the housing market is so hot, we haven't been able to get one.
Mm-hmm.
Totally understand that. My husband's a realtor. We've been trying for months and our offers just aren't accepted.
Mm-hmm.
I really want a house. And we've been talking about it with our families.
Mm-hmm.
Then last weekend, his parents told us they want to sell us the house they've lived in for 30 years. It's the house that my husband grew up in.
Oh, okay.
And they want to sell it to us without a realtor and for more than $50,000 under the market value.
Holy cow.
And they'll finance it for us.
Wow. All right.
I mean,
yeah.
Pretty great offer, right?
Sure.
My husband's really excited to raise his kids in the same house he grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's a dream come true.
Okay. Okay.
This is where there could be a slight hiccup.
Gotcha.
His mom told us the only thing is that there are a few things they don't want us to change.
Okay.
Ready for the list?
Ready.
She wants the flooring to stay the same. It's a hideous yellowish carpet.
Ow.
She doesn't want any remodeling done to the rooms.
Okay.
My husband's fine with that, but the house is 30 years old and needs some renovations.
Gotcha.
The more I think about it, the more I think this is a really bad idea. But it's a great offer, and it may be the only way we can get into a house right now. So I'm just wondering, do you guys have any advice that can help? What should we do?
Man, that is an interesting situation because, one, it's like, why does the mom care what they do with the carpet?
Unless she's just super, like, stuck on details like that that's, like, nostalgic, and she just wants to be able, when she comes over to visit,
yeah,
to feel like she's seeing her own house again.
Yeah, and you know, maybe the mom doesn't trust her with decorating or redecorating, you know, that could be a thing. But man, this is, and see, this is something that I feel like, you know, with my family and growing up, whenever my mom or dad lent money, there were always strings attached. So I came to learn not to necessarily ask for help financially. And I'm not saying they're asking for help financially, but I know about conditions to deals.
This is where they're going to be living. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you want to make that feel like your home, especially if this is like a permanent deal. Like, it's, this isn't going to be a temporary thing where she's letting them stay there for a while.
Right.
They're going to sell the house to them. So it's changing hands. I feel like they should let them do what they want to it. And a lot of people are starting to chime in. AJ says, yeah, it'll never feel like your house. Walk away.
Well, it'll never feel like her house if she's not allowed to update it.
Yes, to make any sort of changes whatsoever. Yeah. Audrey says, compromise, make her a part of the renovations.
But you know what? Once the sale is final, just do it. What are they going to do?
But it's family.
What are they going to do?
You know they're going to come over. They're going to come over.
All right,
they're going
listen.
To know. And then if their feelings are, like, people get really personal.
I know.
Emotional about their home spaces. And so it's like, it's almost insulting if you go to her and say, hey, really think the carpet needs to be changed.
Yeah.
But she, mom loves it. You know?
All right. I want to toss this to you. Maybe you're in this situation or you've had experience with buying, selling a home to family members and how that has worked for you. 502-571-9970. Call or text. It's group therapy. You have a lot of people who have gone into business deals with in-laws and with family who are chiming in with this group therapy where Our listener is able to get a house, $50,000 under market value, the same house that her husband grew up in from her in-laws. But the mother-in-law is like, yeah, we'll sell it to you. We just don't want you to change anything.
Yeah, which is just already, it gives me anxiety because it's like, this is the place where you're going to make your home and you want to make it feel like yours. And Linda's chiming in, texting, no, speaking from experience, I live in the house my husband grew up in for over 30 years now. Mm-hmm. I am still constantly reminded it's not my house. And any suggestions I've made for decorations or updates are answered with, Mom and Dad didn't do that.
Oh my God.
I live in my husband's house, not my home.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, be careful walking into this situation. Lacey says, so we live in my mother-in-law's house. Same situation. My husband was excited to raise our kids here. My mother-in-law kind of gave us her house since it was paid for, and I treated it as my own. Changed it so much just to give myself peace of mind and made it my own. Change it, girl, she says. Your money, your house. So Lacey,
how's the relationship though with the mother-in-law?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It sounds like maybe she didn't have the same, I guess, strings that our listener has.
Because I mean, here's in this situation, the mother-in-law is being very specific, telling her not to change anything.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's an assumption that she doesn't want anything changed. She is telling her not to do it. Allison said, I foresee spilling a big bottle of red wine over that yellow hideous carpet.
Oh gosh, what are we going to do? Well, we called the cleaners. They're not able to get it up. So I guess we're just going to have to rip up that carpet. Hey, Aaron. Yeah. So what's your thought on this whole thing?
So I'm a real estate closing agent and my advice would be to pay more for the house, obtain your own financing, and then tell them that you're basically paying to remove those, you know, conditions.
Okay.
Pay market price, and then you don't feel bad about the renovation. And then if they want to turn around and sell the house in the next couple of years, then it's been done fairly.
Right. I mean, assuming, Aaron, they can afford to pay market price for the house, you know?
Sure.
Right.
Well, maybe not market price, but like compromise. Maybe an extra $20,000.
Yeah. Aaron, thank you so much for the advice.
You're welcome.
All right, so Jamie, you say that you have an experience not with buying and selling a house with family, but with a car, right?
Well, my mother, she has sold several cars over the years, and she sold her car to our 17-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
And every time I talk to her on the phone now, which I talk to her daily, we call each other every day, she asks about her car. So how is my car doing?
How is my car doing? Right.
And he purchased the car with a cashier's check. He gave her over what she wanted for the car. She only wanted $500. He gave her $1,001. So he purchased the car outright. Everything switched over. Nothing's in her name.
Mm-hmm.
And every day she asks, how is her car? Is he taking care of the car? Did he wash the car and shine it up?
Yeah.
So is my car doing okay? Is it driving all right? Is he going to take my car to get it, you know, tuned? I'm like, Mom, it's his car, and he purchased it from you. I know, but I'm just checking on it. And it's just terrible because you feel this sense of, dread when you call her, and then she brings up the car.
So, Jamie, like, I guess what would your advice be with this house?
I personally wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Because if you do it and you do change something, then there's going to be turmoil and tension in the situation.
All right. Thank you, Jamie.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Is like, when mother-in-law is specifically telling you do not change a thing, and then if she goes and completely goes against what she specifically told her, that's going to be tension in the family. And how long is that going to last? It sounds like Mom is super attached to the house. And I think she is looking at this as a way to, okay, maybe we can help out my son and still preserve the memories because they won't change anything.
All right. So I guess we can go round and round here, but what are you thinking?
I don't think they do it.
Okay. This is where we differ. I think she does it and waits a sec and then just changes it because I think, you know what, especially if it's this good of an offer and, you know, maybe she does get financing elsewhere. She doesn't do it through the parents. So it's not like those tethers are still there.
Completely indebted.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But man, you buy that house, you give it a few months and then you just start changing some things. Because if it's a house that you guys really think could be a future and it's like, it's got nostalgia, it's got a little bit of this and it's good house with bones and everything, then man, I would do it. And I would just, once the house is yours, you change it. You make it yours. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe we build upon Allison's suggestion. Not only do we spill the red wine on the carpet, have to fix that, but maybe the kids are just kind of Captain Destructo, right? Maybe they cause a little damage that needs to be repaired in the specific areas that she wants to change.
Yeah, you know what? Little Hillary pooped in the corner on the carpet again. All right. Well, hey, let us definitely know what happens with this, you know, after you decide or not to purchase the house. We'd love to get the follow up on this.
Oh, but maybe they accidentally threw a ball through a wall, that wall that you want to tear down so you can make a bigger kitchen.
You know what you didn't know? You didn't know your husband has an incredible rage problem. He put his fist right through that wall. We're going to have to replace. We're going to have to just tear it down.
Maybe that's the way we go.
That's what I'm saying. Get the house, girl. But anyways, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying get the house.
Renovations. All right. If you're going to do that, you got to get creative with the renovations.
All right. Well, we'll follow up. I want to know now what happened.
They're necessary.
So give us a follow up when you can. At Ben and Kelly Show. It's group therapy. You remember the pop artist Mike Posner?
Well, yes.
Mike Posner, he did the songs like Took a Pill in Ibiza, Cooler Than Me, I guess.
Yeah, Cooler Than Me. That was the one I was thinking of. And he came and hung out with us. When was that? A couple years ago?
Yeah. You're cooler than me. This guy. You never say hey or remember my name. It's probably because you think you're cooler than me. Yeah, that guy. To show Avicii I was cool. Yeah, and you're like, well, why are you talking about Mike Posner? Well, remember,
you know, we last time I feel like we talked about him, he was walking across America.
Yeah, he was Forrest Gumping it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Going from one coast to the next.
Like 3,000 miles, and he was, you know, he got some publicity for that. He was kind of, you know, doing that in the wake of his father's death. Mm-hmm. And he said that he kind of was, you know, losing himself and figured out this is a way to work through some stuff by walking across the country for 3,000 miles. And he did it.
Yeah, and he's been making headlines not because of his music, but because of things like that. And just recently, he got to the summit of Mount Everest.
That's crazy. After he finished his walk across America, he's like, okay, now what? And apparently he set his sights on Mount Everest, and he just achieved that.
Like that? People die trying to achieve this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was with a group of people, a Sherpa was leading them, and you know, so he had trained, you know, obviously to do that and was with a bunch of people that were, you know, helping him along the way. He didn't just do that solo, but yeah, it's an incredible accomplishment.
I know. I like just seeing that, like,
it's so random.
I know. Mike Posner, all right. Dude that sung, you know, all these pop hits from like the early 2000s. And, you know, we played thousands of times here on DJX, walked across America, and there's like, well, what do I do now? Well, I mean, he's literally Forrest Gump.
Well, how about I climb to the highest peak in the world?
I know.
There you go.
What do I do now? Well, there's that mountain there. I guess I should just climb it.
Wow. So, that's amazing. That's incredible.
Pretty cool. We've got the story. You can see it, WDJX.com. All right, coming up next, last week we spoke to Tom. Tom, it was heavy information he dropped on us.
He didn't seem to really want to fully address it with his wife. He was just kind of like, maybe we should just brush it under the rug.
Yeah, but he had this piece of information that he knew was legit. His wife didn't know that he knew that she had stepped out on the marriage.
So the whole question was, do we tell her that he knows?
Yeah, and I can't remember where we left it. Like, I honestly can't remember.
I honestly can't either. I know that he was really concerned that if he did say something, and then what if that opens the door to her saying, well, yeah, I really want to leave the marriage.
Yeah.
And he didn't want that to happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got an update last night, about 10:46. We'll pass along to you. Coming up next on 99.7 EJX. So last Thursday, we caught up with Tom, and he had some heavy information to pass along with us.
I recently found out, and she definitely did it, that she's been cheating on me, or did cheat on me, I should say, because it seems like the relationship's over now, and I actually have confirmation of that, at least for now.
Yeah, that the infidelity has ended, and he said his relationship with his wife actually got better. You know, his love life was improved, and so his question kind of was...
I don't really want to make a big deal about it, because I don't really want to rock the boat.
Yeah, and so...
He likes the way things are now, and he's afraid that if he brings it up, it's going to possibly give her an out, if that's what she was wanting, and maybe he didn't want to know that. He just likes the way it's going right now. Like, maybe she's feeling guilty and she's reinvesting herself in their marriage, and he's all like, this is great news for me.
Yeah, and a lot of people were like, hey, you know, it was pretty split with, you know, the comments. People
like, tell her, don't tell her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, if you can live with it and if you are able to, you know, move past it, then don't tell her. But then others were like, you know, trust is big, so...
Yes. And there was a big question mark as to, you know, how invested is she in the marriage, mm-hmm. and why did she step out of it? Like, is this going to happen again down the line? So I was leaning towards, I feel like you need to put it all on the table. Like, all the cards need to be exposed. Like, I know this happened. Why did it happen?
Right.
You know, where are her feelings at?
All right. So, I had just messaged him over the weekend, just, you know, how you doing? He got back last night with a message at 10:46, says, hey guys, thanks for the message. Things have been pretty status quo for my wife and I since our conversation. I was actually a little worried and almost hopeful that she would have heard this segment on the radio and that would be the icebreaker.
Oh, wow.
She didn't. And okay. After a lot of thinking, I've made my mind up that I'm just going to have to tell her I know.
Okay. I thought you were going down the path of I'm just not going to tell her.
I know. I was kind of thinking that was going to go, that he was going to do that too. He says, I know there were a lot of people who said to let it go and move forward, but I decided that part of what I need to move forward is to get it all out in the open. Part of my hesitation is I know this will throw a huge rock through the window of our marriage and it'll take time to repair it, but I know it has to be done. I don't want to be the apathetic type who just gets walked all over.
Good for him.
I need to man up. I told my best friend and he advised me to get all my proof in order because she'll deny it and get mad at me. So I'm still working through that part. I'm thinking I'll talk to her in the next couple days. I'll message you back once I let her know. Thanks again for the support.
We're gonna need another update.
I know. I was like, so this is kind of an update. Tell us that there's no update.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I'm glad that he's decided to put it all out there because I feel like, you know, secrets in a marriage is never going to lead to good things. Like, you have to be completely honest with each other to move forward, I feel like, and have a future.
You know, I heard someone a while ago say 100% honesty in a relationship is bad. 98% honesty is good. But I don't feel like this falls into that 2%.
I don't think so either. Like, what kind of secrets are acceptable and what are not? I feel like this is one of those that's not acceptable.
Right. Leanne messages us and says, how in the world has he not said anything yet? Well, I mean, you heard Tom. He was very...
He's been kicking it around for a while.
Yes. He sounds like a guy that's just like, hey, will you take the trash out? Yeah, I'll get to it.
Like, you know what? Maybe the little secrets that in the 2% are, I spent a little too much on this sweater. We don't tell our husband that.
Right. You know, I mean, and so I think that he had to get there himself. And so I guess the update is we'll check back in with him.
Oh, gosh. Now I kind of, don't you kind of want to know the proof? Like, I need to know, like, he's lining up the evidence and I'm kind of like, well, what's the evidence?
I know. It's like Exhibit A.
Yes. Are we putting together a PowerPoint presentation?
Right. And you'll see text message Exhibit B.
Oh, no.
Man. All right.
I'm hoping, because I know he doesn't want the marriage to end. I'm hoping they can get past this. I hope that she, you know, realizes her mistake and has fully 100% reinvested herself in the marriage and won't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they can air it all out and start fresh and be stronger than ever. That's what I hope.
Because now we're all in this.
Yes, I'm invested. We're all invested now.
All right. Well, Tom, let us know, and hopefully everything works out the way you want it to. And, you know, communication and honesty will prevail here. Okay. You can listen back to the original call and conversation that we had with Tom, WDGX.com. Click listen, or at Ben and Kelly Show. I don't know if you were wondering how much the six main cast members of Friends made for their reunion special. But part of me was, I guess, naive to think that they would get paid a whole lot, but I was wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, they knew, like, how much money that was going to pull in, didn't they?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
They're worth it.
So,
I mean, they were making, weren't they making, like, 2.5 an episode when they were shooting? I want to say that it was, like, it was a ton of money. They set records on how much a cast made shoot a show, right?
So you're kind of right. They made $2.5 million each for the reunion.
Yeah.
Special.
So how much were they making, like, when they were shooting? It was like a million.
So when they started out, they were making about $22,000 per episode. And that was just Ross and Rachel. They were the ones that were making the most. And they were the first show to kind of band together as a cast and say, look,
we want equal pay.
They started negotiating as a team. And
yeah, because they were all like, it was an ensemble show. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be, you know, the six of them were supposed to be equals.
Right. And so, yes. And then their pay steadily increased from about $22,000 an episode to about $40,000 an episode, onward, until they reached $1 million per episode for seasons 9 and 10.
It was a million. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but for syndication, They're each pulling in about $20 million a year just for syndication.
Yeah, they can just sit back and sip some lemonade on the porch if they want. They don't need to do anything.
Yeah, could
else.
You? Like, I think it would be so cool to be able to be a part of something that big years ago that now you just get a syndication check and you can live off that the rest of your life. Like,
yeah,
oh my gosh.
That would be pretty great.
Like, holy cow.
That's the dream right there, is it not? I mean, but for creative people,
it
is hard for them to not do anything because they're creative by nature. They love to, you know, continue working. I mean, that's why Betty White, for crying out loud, is over 90.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still working.
Still in the game. So, yeah. Now I haven't seen the reunion special yet, but you said it holds its peace. It's still funny.
It does. It's really, you know, if you love the show, mm-hmm. the way I loved the show, it's great to go back and see them, hear the stories behind everything. You know, they go into all the good stuff. Would I love to see them as the characters again? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love that. But I also get when Lisa Kudrow was like, no, we're never going to do that, because they wrapped up the characters' lives so great at the end of the series.
Right.
You would have to unravel all of that to have more story to tell.
Okay.
And I don't think we want that.
Yeah.
They were all in such a great place when we left them. And I think that's appropriate.
Yeah. So they got paid. Still getting paid.
Now, listen, we do need to address that, you know, people were concerned about Matthew Perry because mm-hmm. in the interviews leading up to the reunion and then even in the reunion itself, he didn't have a ton to say.
Right.
Compared to the other cast members. And people were he looked like he was kind of slurring his words.
Right, right.
He looked a little like, you know, his demeanor.
Yeah, people were worried
he
was back on, like, you know, painkillers and things like
that. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, the director of the reunion and one of the co-creators, Kevin Bright, was kind of saying, listen, he seemed like he is stronger than ever, doing well. Sometimes people are just unkind. So they're just kind of brushing it off, saying nothing to worry about. He's fine. That said, he just called off his engagement to his fiance. Hopefully he is doing well, as they say. But I did, I'll tell you, the very first thought when I first saw one of the interviews of them talking about the reunion, I was like, ooh, yikes.
Yeah.
Like I absolutely notice. Like he doesn't look good. He is slurring his words.
Mm. Well,
so
hopefully,
I'm hoping he's okay.
Yeah, hopefully he is. Got a text message from Mike who said in all caps, "What happened to Joey?" Yeah, Joey was he put on a little bit of weight, but I'm not gonna hate on him for that. But he turned into the Irish uncle, according to Twitter. So
exactly.
that's what happened
to
Joey.
Everybody looks fantastic. Who looked the best? Lisa Kudrow looked the best. You could tell Jennifer and Monica had a little work.
Yeah.
You know, it's not bad work.
Right.
But Lisa looks the same. She's amazing. Well, and David Schwimmer looks great, too.
All right. So, yeah, you can get all that update, WDJX.com. There's now a new app that is highlighting just one area specifically that you may have a match, and that is your humor.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, this app called Schmooze, it connects people who share similar tastes in humor and for specifically
like
the culture of memes, because meme culture has become a thing in the past couple years that's really exploded, right?
That's right up your alley. Like, if you were single in the dating world, I would say this is tailor-made for you, my friend.
Yeah, I follow several meme accounts, yes.
You appreciate the meme.
I do. And so basically what it does is it looks at your biographies that you, when you create an account, and your tastes for, you know, all this stuff, like from cooking to entrepreneurship or music. And then it will suggest profiles and match you up based on, you know, your sense of humor and your sense of loving certain memes, apparently. So,
OMG.
I know. I'm kind of like, all right. All right. I, you know, if I were a single guy, I'm not. I've been married for a long time. You know, maybe this is something that I might try.
Well, yeah, I feel like if you have a similar personality, that can really set the stage for great chemistry with someone.
Right. If you've got similar senses of humor, for
yes.
sure. Yes. But, you know,
humor can get you through lots of stuff in life.
Right. 100%. 100%. I do know those couples, though, where one has a very dry sense of humor and the other one is a little bit more outlandish sense of humor, and they work too. So it's just, I think it's, but I think this is a kind of a cool little dating app that's just started rolling out. So
isn't it like if you see this hilarious meme and you're like, honey, look at this, and they don't appreciate it, like you need them to appreciate it, that's a problem.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You need to be able to appreciate the meme.
This is important stuff.
Right. So Schmooze is apparently going to help. So you might, if you've struck out on Tinder or Grindr or whatever app you're using, Schmooze may be the next avenue that you can take.
It's a new personality based. I think that's the avenue. If you're serious about finding someone, personality based, not just looks.
Yeah. I like that. Setting the bar. These are stories that set the bar for your day very low. So regardless of what happens today, you can kind of look back on this moment and say, you know what? May not have been a great day, but at least I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's a small little hurdle. You can jump over successfully.
All right. So this involves a couple key elements here, okay? One, a wedding. Two, a bride. Three, a cat. And
okay.
a sister. Okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day without kidnapping your sister's cat after an argument over an engagement party, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That escalated very quickly.
Yeah, a lot here. This from a Reddit thread and from a woman who posted about a story about her sister's engagement party and the fact that the bride-to-be was upset over the planning of the engagement party. And
so she wanted her sister to like do all the planning.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing. How's the cat get involved? Well, as she watches her cat, she's a traveling nurse. And so she watches the cat while she's away. So
the sister's cat. Okay. The bride is keeping the cat.
The sister got engaged back in February and the bride to be wanted her to plan the entire engagement party. But sis was all like, hey, can't do it myself. Need a little bit of help. Bride was like, no, you need to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. And so
that's a demanding sister.
And so then says, hey, guess what? Can't cat sit for you anymore. The bride tells that to the sister and the sister's all like, she's a traveling nurse. And so then
she's like, well, I'll come get the cat.
Yeah. And so she goes, well, you're not welcome back in my place. and I'm going to let your cat out. Your cat's an indoor cat. I'm going to let your cat out.
Oh, and so, wow.
So let's just say that this gets to the point where she contacts the police after calling her sister a bridezilla. And then the police arranged for an exchange with the groom-to-be and the sister and the cat. And so...
Oh, my gosh.
So let's just say...
this is not going to go well.
The cat is all right.
Okay. The cat's back with mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But now everybody on Reddit's like, yo, this is some warning flag. You know, like, there's a warning flag thrown up here about this relationship. And
like, how about you hand off the party planning to the other bridesmaids and you bail? Because...
on the entire wedding. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, do weddings just make people crazy?
I think they do.
Or
but this is excessive. Like, how in the world, as the bride, are you going to sit there and dump this entire thing on your sister and say, you got to handle all this? Mm-hmm. Throw me an amazing party.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if it's weddings make people crazy or crazy people need to find love too.
I think it's a little bit of both.
You know? So again, setting
I think that's excessive. I mean, sister is a traveling nurse. Mm-hmm. That's probably very difficult for her to pull off, like, planning this elaborate party, because it sounds like the bride needs elaborate party.
I was going to say, has a lot of expectations to this
she
party.
She has demands.
So let's just hope everything turns out well. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without kidnapping your sister's cat after an argument over an engagement party, you're doing okay.
Yeah, let's try not to be so demanding
that
of
is
our family members.
Setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of great examples of people who've mixed business and family together and have turned out amazing, you know? You know, joining of businesses or hiring, like, you know, you take a job at your father-in-law's business and that turns out great or whatever. But this group therapy from today... man, if you take a look at the comments and the comments we got, everybody's saying stay away.
Yeah, so this is an interesting opportunity that our listener wrote to us about. Her mother-in-law is offering to sell them their, you know, the house that her husband grew up in,
yeah,
for like $50,000 under market value. Which is a big deal because the market right now is crazy. I mean, houses are going for a ton more money than they typically would. And they've been missing out on a lot of houses because of that. So they feel like this is their only chance. However, there are some very large strings that come attached. The mother-in-law does not want anything changed with the decor of the house.
Yeah, including...
and the house is like 30 years old.
Right. And you know, she's like, hey, it's 30 years old. It needs to be updated, including the hideous yellowish carpet that's in the house.
Yep. But... and mother-in-law is like, nope. Don't change
love
a thing.
I picked that out myself. Hand-picked it.
Yes.
But I will say...
you know she's going to come over, so it's not like they, you know, it's not like they live out of town to where, well, she'll just never see it because they don't live here.
Yeah, so the issue, like, oh, man, if you go in on the comments, which everybody's saying not worth it, 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 not worth it.
Yeah, people with personal experience with this did the same thing.
And that was kind of where you were leaning, too.
Yes.
I said the complete opposite. I was like, man, buy it and just start changing it. Like,
but
you know,
risking ruining the relationship with the in-laws.
She'll get over it. She'll get over it.
That's a assumption
start,
to make, sir.
Start it. Start with little things. Start with little things.
Mother-in-law specifically told her not to change anything. Doesn't want me to change it.
I know. Or I said, you know, maybe little Timmy will have an accident on that hideous yellow carpet. And
the avenue that maybe you could go down is maybe we have kids and maybe we get a puppy
that's
really destructive.
You start
and
destroying the house.
Wreaks havoc. And then you have to do necessary renovations because oopsies.
Yeah. So we were kind of split in how we left it. And Kelly saying, let's not go there. And me saying, hey, let's go there.
But then there were other people who were just like, hey, maybe you compromise and say, listen, there are things that are going to need to be updated.
How many times?
Maybe if you bring mother-in-law in to maybe you compromise, maybe you make her a part of the renovations, give her, but then you run the risk of you have drastically different tastes.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Then you're leaving her opinion up. Like, yeah. Man, that's a... All right. All right. So anyway.
It's really touchy, though.
Yeah.
But you're dealing with family. So you really have to worry about preserving that relationship. Do you want to, like, cause irreparable damage to where mother-in-law is going to be so mad and so hurt that she doesn't, you know, it ruins the relationship?
It's
you don't want
carpet.
That I understand that. But
carpet.
Mother-in-law is very adamant.
Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, we, like I said, we kind of differed on how we approached this. So if you want to go back and listen to the entire first time we talked about it, the conversation, it's up there posted as well. WDGX.com, click listen, or on the original thread, you can leave your comment. You can say how far off base I am or how much you agree or whatever.
There's three avenues that we tossed out there. I'm really curious to know which one she's going to go down. Don't do it. Do it. Change everything. Or do it and maybe bring mother-in-law in to help with the renovations. I feel like those are the three avenues.
Anybody that's listened to this show for any amount of time should know that I've lived my life as ask for forgiveness rather than permission. So that's maybe the avenue that I'm going down. And so that's my take. So anyways, all right. You miss anything, you can always catch up, as always, on the podcast, WDGX.com. Click listen. Guys, that'll do it for us. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.